Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Sissy Boys podcast.
Boom.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, and non-binaries.
And non-binaries.
And the 1% that's marked as other on the Anchor podcast app. Thank you so much. 72% of the United States, 8% of Canada, 55% of women between the ages of 28 to 34. We send our love. Everything we have for you. Comments on the video. Very nice. Thank you.
We love those metrics.
Yeah. All also, right. We need some people to really hate us.
It's been surprising. I thought once we went to video, we would get a lot of comments on everything, but I don't know. I think we're doing video right.
It's like, did you guys not hear anything Cooper said?
Yeah.
There's a lot to hate.
I mean, it wasn't like chill. No. You know? I mean, it wasn't mean, but it wasn't chill.
This is a Pete Davidson in the making, okay?
It's true.
Start nagging him at a young age before his confidence is like unsquishable. Unsquashable?
If I could grow like 7 inches, I wouldn't even need to be on this podcast.
Wait, did you just use unsquishable and unsquashable as though those are colloquialisms? Neither of those are
neither of those phrases. Actual words?
Unsquishable?
No, yeah.
Not that I've heard.
No, yeah, not even close.
Have I told you that English is my second language? When I moved to America as a 17-year-old, I tested my English tested at a 7th grade level.
What is your first language?
I mean, English is like my dominant language, but technically, like Indonesian was my first language.
Can you still speak it fluently, or have you just let it go?
Bisa bicara bahasa.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, I can't. I would not say fluent, but I went to Portland recently, and there was an Indonesian restaurant, and I talked to the servers in Indonesian. It was fun.
Can you do the one more time? Speak Indonesian. What did you just say?
Oh, I said bisa bicara bahasa.
Even your Indonesian is sassy.
Oh yeah, I'm a bitch.
Yeah, it's cool that the accent doesn't go away.
No,
it just stays.
Yeah. Oh, it's an easy language. You guys can pick it up.
It's an easy language?
Yeah, it was made in 1950-ish.
Really?
Yeah.
Who made it? Who makes the language?
It wasn't me. Indonesia was a Dutch colony, and after World War II, when they got their independence, which they're really proud of because they were fighting the Dutch who had firearms, and Indonesians beat them using guerrilla warfare with sharpened bamboo sticks.
Cool.
And firearms are illegal in Indonesia, so I didn't grow up around any guns. And when I see a gun, it freaks me out.
Guns are you seeing?
I went to, on my drive from Chicago to LA, I went to college in Chicago. I stopped in Arizona to see a friend, and I was at a coffee shop, and a man walked into the coffee shop with like a pistol on his pot. And just that feeling when you're like, am I in a reality show? Like my stomach sank and I was like, I'm going to die.
Now, I think I know the entrance, but so you've never held a gun, never shot a gun.
I did one time in Kansas City.
Wow. And you were scared?
No, that was fun. But it was a controlled setting.
Okay.
I was like in a very rich friend's yard, and we were shooting those like frisbees that they throw in the air.
Servants. You were shooting servants as they ran by.
That sounds like a person, but yeah.
I like how you still called it a yard when it's like, this is an estate. Yeah. Obviously, this isn't a yard.
Yeah. Their dad owned some brand of ice cream called like Whitey's.
Really?
Wow. Yeah.
And that
it's okay though. They were evangelical Christians.
Oh no! Okay. So they're cool. Yeah.
Yeah, the Whitey family who shoot shit in their backyard.
The college I went to is like 99% white. It's the number one evangelical college like in America. It's where like Billy Graham went.
What state was it in?
Chicago.
Oh,
that's Illinois is the state.
Yeah.
Just like Africa is a country, but yeah, Chicago is a city, and Wheaton College.
That's so funny.
But everyone was fucking rich.
Oh, of course.
And when I left, I was like, oh, none of you guys are like Jesus would not like
any
of you.
The people down in Texas, like, it's a lot of evangelicals in Texas, right? That's also the denomination? Like, the guy who didn't let people into his church during Hurricane Katrina,
he was probably...
I don't think so.
I mean, he's just like a super church guy, so I don't
know. Joel Osteen.
Yeah.
Did he not let people in his church during...
That was the big story. I don't know if it was just like over-publicized or whatever, but it's like, yeah, he kept the shop closed.
Right.
Also, let's be clear, it was not a church, it was a stadium.
His stadium, yeah.
It was like the former Houston Rocket Stadium.
And oh, was really?
Like, yeah.
That was so sick. Dude, you must feel like such a baller buying that stadium for Jesus.
Oh, it's insane. Those guys have so much money.
Yeah, sorry, NBA. God's coming through.
Yeah.
That must feel so sick, dude.
Yeah. I mean, I assume the Houston Rockets upgraded, but boy, would it be funny if they did not. If Joel was like, man, people love God more than they do fucking, you know.
Dude, he has that little, he has the stick-em near the floor, and he's just putting his shoes in before going up there and just praying so hard.
That would be funny if they were, like, allowed to, like, keep the t-shirt guns and, like, the you know, like, the shit you hit when people are making, like, three-point or free-throw shots, you know what I mean?
Yeah. That's awesome.
Do you know what Joel Osteen looks like?
Yeah, he looks like a Strider Kelly.
Yeah, exactly. I was in a video with them where I like Strider baptized me pretending to be
so sick.
Those guys are so funny.
Yeah.
But he looks insane. Like he
Oh really?
His eyes. I mean, it looks like he definitely takes advantage of children.
Well,
I don't know about that.
One of those other dudes.
Can't the not letting people in the stadium be bad enough?
Joel Osteen is the Drake of evangelical pastors.
Listen, I don't like neither. I don't know if we need
the
to
podcast
throw.
Should just be called Drake.
I don't know if we need to throw definitely in the mix, you know. No, the other guy looks more evil. The guy that bought the plane from Tyler Perry, and when they asked him about it, they were like, don't you think it's kind of like fucked up that you're spending church money on a plane? And then he goes, but the Tyler made the plane so cheap, I couldn't not buy it.
That's
who
awesome.
Said this? Who said this?
I forget his name.
He's a pastor?
Yeah, he's like Joel Osteen. He's like a stadium pastor, and that's
God,
his thing.
I should know these like the back of my hand. Tyler Perry's gay, for the record.
Is it what?
He's like he's a fucking drag queen. Medea?
Yeah, but is he...
Yes. I've heard this theory before.
Tyler Perry is for sure gay. Oprah's
Are all
a
drag
lesbian.
Queens gay?
There's controversy because on the new episode of Drag Race, they have the first cis male, straight cis male on the show.
Oh,
did I say
wow.
cis? Almost everyone on that show is cis.
Yeah, most drag queens are cis.
Yeah. For some reason, in my head,
boys.
Cis meant straight, but it doesn't. There's a drag queen on the show named Maddie Morphosis, and it's a straight dude.
But then
so
like,
all of them are like, yes, queen, slay. And then he's like, sup.
Hey, thanks. It's just me. Thank you.
Is he like a dude, though? Is he like a what's up, fucker? Like when
no,
he's not
just
in
like
the
a
wig?
Pretty mildly mannered guy.
Yeah.
Like, he's not ultra feminine or ultra masculine. He's pretty like, and he seems like a really cool person. And people like gay people got like outraged. They're like, how dare like a straight guy take this? And I'm like, do you guys realize like Kid Rock still exists? Like there's other people to be more upset with.
He's on the next season of Drag Show.
Right. But it's like, oh wow. Straight people are starting to wear makeup and wear dresses. Like, are you mad at that? Like, isn't that a good thing?
Yeah.
Right. Like, But they're like, he's taking one of our seats. And I'm like, I don't know. The forefathers were doing drag right before us.
And there's other issues.
The founding fathers.
Yeah. And there's a lot of other issues, especially with like a bunch of white people just like stealing like AAV all the time in drag. You know what I mean? It's like, it's not the first taking of seats when it comes to drag.
I just personally think that straight guy who does drag is probably one of the sicker dudes of all time.
He's probably sick.
I think it's really cool that he does that, and he has a girlfriend, and like what he does on the weekends is like get in, you know, paints his face and gets in a dress and lip syncs. Like,
yeah.
That's like, damn, like how cool. Like your sexuality does not determine like the things that you enjoy doing.
Totally.
Yeah. Oh, this kind of so I had an interesting conversation with someone about Owen Gray, who I didn't know who that was. Do you guys know who that
no.
is? Owen Gray is like a very famous porn star that famously like women like a lot.
Oh, is he the guy with like the wild tattoos?
Yes.
Yeah, I don't even watch his videos because they scare me. Like
is he a straight dude?
He's a straight dude. He's a straight dude, but so this is going to be a long intro into something that does kind of dovetail into what we're talking about, but I listened to an interview with him, and it was really interesting, and I watched some of his videos, which are really good. Like, I can see why people like him and why
he lays
different.
It down.
He lays it all the way down.
He scares me.
Dude,
interviews or just in porn?
Just in porn. In interviews, he is so mild-mannered. Yeah. That's the thing about him
that
is he is like... He's like a mid. He's like any guy you could talk to in the Midwest at like a gas station. She's like, I like your dog. Like, that's what he sounds like.
Yeah.
But he's just absolutely.
I like your dog.
Dude, he's just absolutely. He's the most passionate man of all time.
Yeah.
He's 100% passion.
If you want to see a lady come in porn, that guy is like, those orgasms are real.
But,
like, he's,
oh, it's awesome. But so he did a scene with a woman and a, I believe, trans woman.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, that's cool. Like, but then all the comments were like, why didn't he suck the dick? Every single comment was like, he didn't do enough. And I was like, can we make some progress?
I don't really understand what, like, enough is, you know, because it's not like any kind of sex you have necessarily makes you an ally. You know
right.
what I mean?
It's yeah, like, exactly.
It's a general way of thinking and supporting and doing what you can. But it's not like, you know, I'm doing all I can. I'm banging trans people every day.
Right,
like,
yeah.
That's not keeping people alive and sane.
Anyone
no.
who
just,
has progressive values, though, like, it's never going to be enough. Like, do you know that there's yeah. a large portion of the gay community that hates RuPaul because RuPaul,
I've heard this, yeah.
RuPaul fracks?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's like, yeah, so does every fucking rich person.
Well,
like, why aren't you up like Bloomberg's ass?
I don't know if every rich person fracks.
Yeah, we all
are
be
you
fracking.
Saying that if you got rich you would start fracking?
Hell yeah. And also I'm like, RuPaul should frack. Like, get in the game.
Okay,
we don't have any gay representation in the fracking game.
Let's slow down. So RuPaul,
the wildest response.
RuPaul is not out there.
I love that RuPaul fracks.
Okay.
RuPaul is not out there doing the fracking. RuPaul is not like they you know, there's no shovel involved.
Yeah, I don't think RuPaul has like a, like, you know, a grade A level drill
okay.
that's fracking.
And I'll say this, I don't care how much damage it does to the environment, I would pay so much to see how in the moment and beautifully performative RuPaul's fracking would be.
Do you think, like, she was at, like, the ribbon cutting ceremony for her, like, fracking site, and she was like, no. Yeah! like slay!
In the sickest outfit you've ever seen.
But also, sorry, I'm just like, if there's going to be, like, these evil rich people, there should be, like, some openly gay evil rich people.
You want more representation?
Yes,
evilness?
It's the same thing I preach, where like there should be an open gay shooter, like mass
yeah.
shooter. Like, we need, like,
right.
It's bad if we just think that like straight white dudes do that
yeah.
shit.
So
like,
you're
at
the
least
one,
there's a voice in there, you know?
You're the one that's like
RuPaul loves trans people. At least he can be a super rich fracking gay dude who loves trans people.
I don't think any of like the work that, you know, allies and queer people are doing is leading to fracking.
You're not thinking 10 steps ahead, Cooper.
Is that yeah. what it...
No, you're like...
Am I not money-minded?
Here's the million-dollar money mindset, okay?
Yeah.
Think about the fracking community, right?
Right.
You probably have a lot of people that aren't progressive, aren't forward-thinking, right?
Probably.
RuPaul yeah. moves into that space, guns blazing,
yeah.
looking great.
Five-time Emmy winner,
Five-time
RuPaul.
Emmy winner, tons of talent. Those guys don't know how to handle themselves. They're scared. You know what they do? Close shop out of fear.
I'm
no more fracking, except
like,
RuPaul.
But he's like, yeah, we be fracking, but we also be supporting gay rights.
Yeah, exactly.
As opposed to we be fracking, period.
I'm just imagining like a young queer kid that's like, I just hope one day I'm able to live in a place surrounded by love where I'm just able to frack like everyone else.
That's me,
where
dude.
I'm just able to
that's
blow.
Literally
that's
literally
me. I want to be fucking rich and I want to do evil shit.
You don't want to...
I want to do bad things.
That's wild.
No, it's good.
Yeah,
there's a lot of people who are doing bad things and no one like talks about it, but as soon as a gay person does bad things, then it's really bad.
But
I mean, that's true. Yeah, definitely. Like, yeah. Obviously you're going to get more attention.
This idea yeah. where it's like, well, we need to hold our community to a higher standard. It's like, why don't you let our community do what the fuck they want to do, because it's the first time they're able to do shit.
Okay.
And
I think it's definitely true that it's not like every single oppressed person who gains any power has to be perfect and amazing. Like, that's a bad standard to
it's
hold
horrible.
People to. But also, I don't think fracking is like the best example of being you and like being honest.
It's
like
an extreme example, but I'm making a point.
Like, if
just like,
okay.
It is an extreme example, but like, every trans person doesn't have to be Laverne Cox. They don't have to spend their whole life fighting for
trans
rights.
I'm not saying RuPaul has to be an amazing person. I'm just saying maybe Ru doesn't need to be fracking. Like, okay, if RuPaul goes to a bar,
I respectfully disagree.
You know,
at this point in time, I respectfully disagree.
I understand. Yeah, no, I understand that.
Okay,
I mean,
go ahead.
You know,
RuPaul
maybe,
goes to a gay bar.
I'm just saying, if RuPaul goes to a bar and they get drunk as fuck and they're like on TMZ acting crazy, yeah, we shouldn't be like, how dare they, as a part of the queer community, get drunk. But also, like, if RuPaul is fracking, I think we're allowed to be like, that's crazy. that you're. It's also. I also it's think people funny. Bring it up because it's absolutely hilarious. It's Definitely. Absolutely
it's
hilarious.
Funny that you host a drag show and you're fracking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's wild.
We should have a fracking challenge.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good.
But I mean, that is like the other side of like somebody like RuPaul is like a tenacious person of like, I'm going to be me. I'm going to form a life for myself. I'm going to make money. And that is all on this beautiful course of like starting Drag Race, like giving opportunities to all these people. But that same mindset does lead you to fracking. Like that same right. of like, I'm going to build myself up. The moment somebody comes and there's like, there's a lot of land in Texas you could take advantage of. They're like, yes!
It's a million-dollar money mindset.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it is, that does scare me. The money mindset never stops. Like, it's like, let's start the show. Let's get drag in the public eye. But it is the same thing that's like, yeah, I mean, we need to tear down these families' houses so we can right. blow water into
that,
the earth.
I mean,
get
that's kind
oil.
Of that's kind of where it's like it shouldn't be connected to like any community. Like, how could you as this community do this? But I mean, and I don't know a lot about fracking, to be honest with you.
I don't know.
I assume it's pretty bad. It seems pretty bad.
It's a very invasive process.
Seems invasive. Yeah, I've definitely. Seen videos of people whose like the water table in their town gets completely destroyed or whatever.
Right.
But it's like, I mean, it shouldn't be connected to that, but it also be like, oh yeah, this in general is not great. But I mean, I don't think that you should take anything on. And I do kind of get what Matt says, where it's like, it's bad if anybody does this, but there are a couple of minute points that. Maybe it's because it's funny, but I am kind of like, this is a little less bad.
Yeah.
It's,
no, I get it.
It is a similar... Also, sorry, I'm professional, but the record button isn't red on there. Is that a problem?
No, not really.
Okay, never mind.
I mean, I'll press it.
But,
oh, wait, let me try to press it.
Oh, yeah, I just told a joke.
That's the reaction when we hear about
it. It's a
RuPaul
similar
fracking.
Thing to... I think it's a similar like ideology around the song WAP. Because when WAP came out, people were like, wow, this is women completely degrading themselves. And it's like, no, it's actually, just let me finish one second, and then you pop in. But it's the argument behind it is like, men have been acting like trash for so long, so let's let women act like absolute trash to even the playing fields.
Yeah,
it's like cis people, straight people, I keep saying cis instead of gay. Straight people have been acting like, have been fracking, so let's let a gay frack.
Okay.
It's like, let's even the bad.
But you're equating an argument that's completely stupid on both ends with the WAP thing. Yeah. Because it's like, WAP doesn't hurt anyone.
Yeah, it's also like, fracking is not like a human right.
Well, if you're like really WAPing.
But it's
like if a dick can't even get in there, like it's so WAP.
But it might
like,
hurt some women's feelings who maybe don't, you know,
maybe they have
wet,
like, maybe
naturally.
It's too wet.
Yeah. It's like to write a fun song.
Or maybe they're incapable of getting wet. And so
that's
it's
what
offensive.
I'm saying. That hurts your feelings.
Shout out to people who are unable to WAP.
Yeah, but even if you throw lube on it, you make it a WAP. You know what I mean? But it's like, I don't know. I'm just saying, like, to write a messy song and to, like, talk about, like, fucking a lot, you know, in some ways, that's like people are entitled to that. But then when it comes to fracking, it's right. not like that's, like... You know, we've been shunned from the fracking community for two, you know.
I mean, speak for yourself.
I agree with you, but it's just fracking. Like, fracking is the one thing that, like, it's the funniest
it's
thing.
It's an extremely bad example.
Dude, just
it's
wait.
An extremely,
that I think I, is very good.
Just, I agree with the point, but
right.
fracking is too
just
funny.
Just wait for Matt to start making money off this podcast. We're going to come to the, it's going to be, there's going to be an oil rig, like, inside of his apartment.
My apartment is like a sex trafficking organization.
Yeah.
And I'm like, there are no out gay sex traffickers.
Matt's literally
I'm breaking
be like,
into the industry.
Matt's like, I am the first openly gay private
what
prison
if we were
owner.
Sex trafficking who were pro-gay rights?
Right.
That is kind of what you're saying.
Yeah.
It's
sex
really
traffic
bad.
Men.
Like, it's really bad and it's kind of funny.
Okay, but let me go back to what I'm saying, which is very important, which is Owen Gray and the fact that neither of you guys have seen his work.
I watch a lot of straight porn.
Is
he like kind of a skinny tatted dude?
He's not that skinny. He's kind of built.
He's not hairy though.
I hate to say it, a little bit, you know, a little bit like me in a way when you think about it.
I think he's kind of skinnier than you.
He's a little skinnier.
He's like taller and like more like toned.
But this man cares about women, dude.
He does.
I don't know if you've seen the videos. This guy cares. And he's going the extra mile, and he's putting in every ounce of effort. But people are kind of freaking out about it because he's, like, literally putting in... He's not treating women like steak. That's really what he's doing.
How do you mean?
The sex he's having is, like, relatively normal. Like, he's not doing anything crazy.
No, he gets like a little rough and tumble, but that's he gets a little rough and tumble.
No. He gets a little rough, but in a way where it's like I'm in the moment.
Yeah, he's the perfect example of like if a lady's like, I want to get fucked, but also feel safe and appreciated. You go to Owen Gray.
I feel like that's what everyone wants.
No, yeah, that's what everyone wants.
Some people want just a little gentle something, something.
Yeah.
Really?
But he's a good example of like all these like weird like rapist dudes are like, you can't do anything more in sex. It's like, go look at Owen Gray.
Go look
because
at Owen.
He is laying it the fuck down.
But he's like, just making them feel appreciated.
He's
bar
like,
after bar.
Every single thumbnail I see of him is just a lady like, like,
yeah, yeah,
like
yeah.
Gross oh, orgasm
yeah.
face.
Horrendous.
Like, nobody's acting.
There is no ounce of fake in
yeah.
that face.
Like, when the camera turns off, they must be like, fuck.
They're looking at the camera like, I made that face?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah. They're like, you fucked me so hard, I became ugly.
Do you think so?
No. I mean, not to that extent, but it's like,
I know quite a few people who are in the adult entertainment industry. Most of them, I don't know any straight adult entertainment people, but I know multiple gay adult
Maybe
entertainment
that's an
people.
Issue.
And I love how I'm like so politically correctly not saying porn. I was talking to a guy who like got pounded out by this like porn star who has like a massive dong, and like in the video it looks like he's like getting like, you know, like all of his like internal memories destroyed. And he talked to me and he was like it was kind of like normal sex, but like you're acting, of course. So like the guy's like, oh, you know,
listen,
like,
me and Cooper
like,
are being hyperbolic on a podcast.
I was just at okay.
Not totally. Here's
Not
the thing.
Totally.
I think the thing with Owen Gray is like he has a nice piece on him. But yeah. The thing about Owen Gray is like it's not really the dick that's like getting the reaction. Like he has like stroke game. Like he knows how to like fuck slow, you know what I mean? And like build tension with his cock, you know what I mean? Like, cause like some of these guys, they got big cocks and they're like pound, pound, pound. But Owen Gray is like going in slow, like leaving his dick in, like soaking, and the people just being like, what is next? You know what he fucks like? He fucks like modern Korean drama. He fucks like Parasite, Squid Game, like these wonderfully written and directed shows where you're like, what is going
to
happen
next? There's a build. There's a build to
it.
Yeah,
it's like I'm excited.
It's like it doesn't match with our culture.
Yeah.
That's why you added the Korean element where it's like, this is different and really good, but there's something about it that isn't like Western culture where you're just pounding the pussy with no empathy.
Right, dude.
Yeah, he doesn't fuck like a capitalist. Like,
dude, I watch it like I listen to Rap Battle. I'm like, how did he come up with this?
Yeah,
like,
literally.
Whoa.
Yeah, he really, and he just filmed shit in his apartment.
I want to watch it now, not even sexually. I'm just like curious.
We'll watch it as a crew.
Yeah, I also want you guys to watch Drag Race.
What, you don't like
just
that
film
idea?
Your reactions.
I like as a crew.
We'll get the crew together.
I mean, it honestly would be fun if we just watched his porn and just sort of commented on like his absolute prowess.
I'm taking notes.
I think the reason I don't watch it is because like his tattoos are so distracting.
Oh, I like them.
There's a lot of going on. I don't know. I haven't watched like a lot of video porn in a while.
What do you mean?
I've just...
I
feel like such a freak for this, but I just started going on Reddit and just looking at all these independent filmmakers, and it's just people in their homes that are just hot, you know, men and women.
But it's still video. It's still
sometimes
video.
Sometimes video, yeah.
Wait, but sometimes, just pictures?
Sometimes just photos. Pics. Yeah. Just,
I like that.
Just people that have, like, you know, nice cocks and tits, and they just take pics. Most of the time, their Reddit pages are trying to get you to an OnlyFans. Sure. But it's kind of interesting when people are just, like, they're, a lot of the dudes mostly are just, like, just a year and a half ago, they were like, here's my cock.
Yeah.
Because fellas, like,
and
showing
the world,
off.
And the world abided.
Yeah, my favorite thing about the Reddit porn is it's like the most fake caption shit in the world. Mostly like women do it. Like beautiful women will like post pictures of themselves and they'll be like, I hope more than 5 people like this.
Oh my
and,
God.
And then they'll just be like, do you like my tits? And it's like, you're gorgeous. Yeah. You know what I mean? And it's like, it's so, and my, one of my favorite things to do is when I'm flicking through the pictures is like, they'll say stuff like, if you were in a room with me for a day, what would you do? And I'll say to myself quietly, just to make myself laugh, I go, oh, I'd have sex with you. And then I keep scrolling, and it's like, I hope more than five people like this. And I go, oh, I'm sure they will.
I'll
you
be one
even,
of them.
Yeah,
I'll
you don't even need to worry five. About it. Yeah, and it's like, do you like my tits? I'm like, yeah, totally. They look great. Yeah,
reminds sure. me of my like favorite like gay thirst trap. I mean, they're not actually, they're the funniest images to me, where it's like a gay guy, and he'll post a picture of himself like shirtless after working out, and the caption will be like, thinking about all the women who aren't paid an equal wage.
Oh, that's very
it's like
funny.
Clearly him looking for less.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
God, thinking about how some children aren't able to eat three meals a day.
Yeah.
I just love a picture of his ass.
His beautiful body.
I love the confidence of some of these Reddit people. I found out one thing that I'm into that I think is sick is when a person has a tight dress on and then they just pull out a huge cock.
Oh yeah.
And there's, I don't know. I saw it and I was like, there's an awesome energy to it. You know what I mean? It's like fucking Sunset Strip in the 80s.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Dude.
It's like a shiny dress and it's like, and then the caption is always just something funny. It's like, you like my cock in this dress? And I'm just in my room. I'm like, I do. Like, I do, think yeah. that's cool. Absolutely. You know what I mean? It's like, cause there's a lot of confidence in it of like, what is more of like a fuck yeah thing than like, beautiful dress, huge cock. You know,
right?
Like those.
It covers
are,
all of your bases.
Oh, it covers all the bases.
Everyone, you love fashion.
I love fashion.
You love a nice cock,
and I love a nice looking penis. You know what I mean? And a lot of confidence. Some people, like we've talked about, some penises look gross, and some people are really throwing out some dog shit dick on Reddit, and I'm there for it too. You know what I mean? I'm not coming to it, but
cat,
I see it.
The cat made a noise when you said dog shit dick.
Yeah. Well, because the cat's throwing D around too.
Speaking of cats.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. So I might have kind of mentioned on the last podcast, but a couple of weeks ago I got a knock on my door that woke me up, and both of my roommates were standing outside, one of which has a cat. I open the door, they're both crying, and she looks at me, she goes, Brad's gonna die today. Mm-hmm. Our cat is named Brad Pitt, his full name. She goes, Brad's gonna die today. And I'm like, fuck, you know, like what's going on? Anyway, over the course of 3 days, they're like, we took him to the vet. Her boss is going to pay for a drug transfusion. Now we're at 50-50. 3 days later, Brad is going to live.
Brad's alive.
And you got to understand, this is a roller coaster of emotion because they took it to the vet. And the vet was like, if a cat's blood oxygen level is below 18%, it's very, very lethal.
Didn't you say 8%?
18.
Okay.
This cat's blood oxygen level is right now at 8%. The vet said,
go.
It's insane. He's 10% under. He should. And the vet said to my roommate, this cat should be dead. And we have joked all the time about like, this is a strong ass cat.
Let's
like,
go, dude.
That's crazy. This is an absolute, people are going to hate that so much.
No, he likes it.
This is an absolute unit. And the fact that he has survived death has been so funny because I was worried about him because he's my little boy too. But like the other day, he walked out of my roommate's room and was like, meh! And then was running around, yeah. And I was like, he's alive and well.
Wow. How old is Brad?
He's 50 in cat years, so he's about,
oh my God,
you know, 8. What do you mean, oh my God? Why do you mean like this?
What are cat years?
Who knows?
Dog years is 7.
I think it's close to 7.
I think cat would be 6 because they live longer.
Yeah, yeah. But he's totally fine. And it's...
So he's like 8 or 9.
Dude, it's so good to have an apartment cat. There's a cat that's kind of everybody's.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with
he's
that.
He's on a Schrodinger's cat shit. Like
that stuff makes me
dead.
Understand polyamory.
Oh, like how we could all love him equally.
Everybody loves the cat equally.
Yeah.
You know what just, I mean?
Honestly,
it sounds
though,
great in theory, but it's just not realistic.
I have had some issues where I think I'm Brad's least favorite.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
it has
yeah.
hurt me at points.
That,
because
yeah.
Do you give Brad a lot of attention?
I try to, but I'm not home a lot. And like,
well, I feel like whoever gives him the least amount of attention is going to get the most amount of love. That's how cats operate.
No, that's not true. That's not true. Because he's a Russian blue, and you know, and Russian blues, they love affection. And so Brad has like melded to my roommate Sam because he was home a lot for a while. But like, I'll come home. Like Sam can go up to Brad and like pet him whenever he wants. I literally will go up to Brad and be like, "Hey," and try and pet his head, and he'll go like. and I am so petty and unevolved that when he does that, I'll be like, well, fuck you then. Like, right. I take a cat's actions personally quite often.
Yeah. Their brains are like this big.
Yeah, I know. It's crazy.
It's
and I'll literally be like, I'll literally be offended that he's like not reciprocating the love I give him.
But it's probably because, like, Sam has, like, smothered him, and so he, like, finally needs a break, and then you get home, and you're like, I'm here to love you! And the cat's like, I need to chill.
Sam's also...
you have to take in, like, the other elements in the house.
Like, Sam...
That's the problem with polyamory.
Seeing how he deals with Brad makes me think that Sam's probably good at fucking, because he's been, like, Brad really likes that spot. Would be like, you pet
Sam's
him on
done
that
heroin.
Spot.
Of course he's good at fucking.
Oh, met, is that a one-to-one?
That's literally the only thing you say when I bring up Sam. You're like, well, he did heroin? I just want everyone watching to know this guy they don't know did. There's more to him than
I
his
know.
Addiction.
Sam is funny. I really think Sam is very funny.
Clean now and a very nice guy. But
I know he's clean, but also I'm like, I don't know. For me, like... I dated a guy who did heroin for a while, and it just, for some reason, heroin is like so sexy to me.
Interesting. I mean, it's
like coke is not a sexy drug. Meth is like not a sexy drug.
I think it's like
drug.
Marketed as a sexy drug.
But heroin, it's like model, heroin, chic.
Rock
like,
and
it's
roll.
Just like, yeah. Oh, you're like, because heroin slows you down.
You know what I think you need? Yeah. A trip to Cape Cod, Massachusetts.
Yeah, you got
to
see
I
the,
think
the
you
real
need to,
heroin.
Do people
need to
there
see...
do heroin?
Oh, like, dude. Crazy.
Come on. Dude, you should have seen
Why
my...
Why do I think of Cape Cod as being like this uppity, wearing polos and boat shoes?
There's some of that, but it's like...
That's like the 1%?
Yeah, because wealth disparity exists. Right. What do you mean?
So then the bottom of it is like Goodwill Hunting on heroin.
Yeah, you should go watch my brother in an apartment with no natural sunlight watching Bad Santa 2 8 hours straight sweating
That's
on
the
couch.
That's the movie, dude. Yeah. That is the movie for people who have substance abuse problems.
Was there a Bad Santa 2?
He's never done heroin.
Never done
he's
it.
Never
Wait,
done
but with
heroin.
Billy Bob Thornton?
Yeah, he's Bad Santa, of course.
He's back. He was in the second one. When did the second one come out?
Are you excited about Bad Santa 2?
Well, Bad Santa 1 was a huge success.
Yeah.
I didn't know Bad Santa 2 came out.
Yeah. If you're like slamming H, then you will love Bad Santa 2.
You love Bad Santa. Because you're like, he's just like me. I'm like that guy. In your mind, you're Billy. That movie is actually art in a way because it shows... what people who are on opioids think they're being like, which is like a swarthy, fucked up, but kind of like cool and interesting guy who's moving through the world and is still like kind of a lovable. And then you see them and it's like, oh no, you've been on the ground for hours.
Yeah. The one thing you need to learn about not taking care of yourself with drugs, it's never actually endearing.
No, there's nothing really sexy about
it. Yeah. You're never the Lou Reed main character. You are always Bad Santa.
There are
too.
Sexy people who do drugs and there's a lot of sexy people that are like they go toward, like they're into drugs. In fact, I kind of even, there was a girl that I was seeing where I went into her room for the first time and there was a plate of meth in the room.
God. Like crushed up powdered meth?
Yeah, but on a plate, like a nice plate, which
how
is why.
How do you leave meth?
What was
the... Just kind of out in
how
the
How do
open.
You have extra meth? Isn't that crazy?
She said, this is the sexy thing.
So she snorted meth.
This was the sexy thing, is she tried it and she didn't like it a lot. So it was the same amount of meth, like the plate wasn't moved for like a while.
This was she was a first time meth user.
She was giving it a shot.
But she well not a shot, but she was snorting it.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Okay.
No, colloquially she was giving it a shot.
Gotcha.
Which I guess does the language gets
was
muddled.
Was she smoking
All right, cool
it?
Meth guy?
No, I'm just wondering snorting is a way lesser effect than smoking it, and smoking it is a way lesser effect than shooting.
I didn't
it.
Ask.
How'd you do meth?
I have only smoked meth in three different nights. Never again.
Three
I haven't
nights.
Smoked meth.
Oh, wait. You've only done meth three times?
Three different nights, but like many times.
Nah, you're capping.
But last
I
time I did
you were
it
like
was
for
Halloween
real.
2016.
I thought you were like for real into meth.
No.
I thought you had like a meth problem.
No. That's why I would like to think like... this will get into what I want to talk about, but like some people, if they try meth, like they can't stop. Like I did meth three different nights and I was like, oh, I don't know anyone else that I respect who's actively using meth. I'm done. And then I just stopped.
It's funny that it took three nights
hey,
for you to be like, I mean, don't know if I've ever met anyone on meth that
well,
is
first time
cool.
I didn't know I was doing it. Second time I was drunk as fuck. Third time I used sunscreen as lube.
Oh,
Oh, God.
And then I went straight to work.
Were you up the entire three nights? Like, was that...
This is like three nights over 2 years.
The sunscreen as lube is so much more concerning to me than the meth.
But when you're on meth, you don't...
Did it sting?
No.
And also, I got syphilis, and my dick was bleeding.
Dude, that's
like,
so...
Oh, this is not good.
You packed in a lifetime in those 3 nights.
Yeah, I was going to say, you did like all the meth stuff, and it only took 3 times.
Right, which I'm thankful for. I mean, I was 21 and 22.
Yeah.
Wow.
But I'm so glad. I'm so glad that I did that and that I was able to be like, I got the worst of the fucking worst to know that like this isn't something that I want to do or be a part of.
I've had that experience. I get it. I'm 22.
Have you
do meth?
Done meth?
No, I haven't done meth, but like I've never done actual Xanax, but I've done pressed fake Xanax twice.
What?
And the
second Cooper had a string of doing.
That's fine.
Fake
like
Xanax.
I
no, it was a 2 nights.
Yeah,
it
but
was
that's
sick.
A,
yeah.
For fake Xanax, that is a string.
Yeah, the second night,
Xanax is like a helpful drug.
Do not say that. Do not say Xanax is helpful. Come on.
I've never abused
Bad
it.
Bad Santa 2, dude. Bad well, Santa. You obviously don't have like natural addictive tendencies if you like beat meth. But
well,
what I'm saying is
that's what I wanted to talk about.
Like the second night I did like press Xanax, I had also drank, which is the golden rule is you don't do that. And then it was so funny because my friend hit me up. He's like, "Do you want to go out to this restaurant?" And I was like, "Totally." And then I went upstairs, I changed, I sat on my bed, and then I woke up the next morning in the same spot, and I like the exact same spot. And I called him and I was like, "Dude, I'm so sorry. I fell asleep. Like, you must have come to my house and waited forever and I didn't come out." And then he goes, "What are you talking about?"
Oh my
and
God.
I'm like, "What do you mean?" He's like, "Exactly."
No, but you're and like, "No, you went out for 12 hours."
Yeah. And he was like, "Dude, we went out." And I was like, "Really?" He's like, "Yeah, man, you had a really good time." And I was like, "Did I drink?" He was like, "Yeah." And I was like, "I could have died." And it would,
oh,
and
yeah.
We went to
like
a.
We went to 7-Eleven and you killed someone.
Right. No, we went to like a German brew house and he literally was like, no, you were like really funny too. He was like, were a really good
That's
hang.
Not what you want
to
hear.
Isn't
when
that scary though because you don't remember it?
Oh, it's so scary. And I was pissed off because I've been wanting to go to this restaurant and I guess I had like a quail sausage. I don't even remember it. But it was funny because apparently on the ride there or back, one of my friends was like, "Are you good right now?" And I was like, "I'm on Xanax." And then everyone was like, "What the fuck, man?" Because Xanax is one of those drugs that like if you have good friends, they're like, "God damn it." Like, yeah. This sucks that you're on Xanax right now.
That was
like,
me, dude. That was one of the few, because you know me, dude. When it comes to Cooper, I let the dogs run. I, for the most part,
you do. When you
I
are like,
dogs run.
When you are disappointed, I'm like, all right.
And that's exact. I reserve my ability to rein in the dogs.
And I appreciate
to rein the dog. Yeah. I do it from time to time when you're about to hit somebody in your car semi-purposely.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Semi, yeah.
I rein the dog then.
30%.
When I heard that you were doing fake Xanax.
Bathtub Xanax.
If you told me you were, I would let that go if it was real and legit, that it was from like a doctor. I'd let that go for a little bit.
No, this is from a comic who had to move back home.
Have you done Xanax before?
No.
I do have times, though, where I'll tell you about shit I did, and I'm like, Dan's going to be disappointed. But sometimes I'll tell you not because I want you to take on that baggage, because almost like in a similar like therapist way where I'm like,
yeah,
I'm gonna let Dan know about
this. I know that you're always going to tell me. I know that you're always going to tell
me. It's like, I'm glad you're honest with me.
And I'm glad you're honest with me.
But yeah, I haven't done Xanax I'm bad at doing drugs. I've accepted that. I'm bad at it.
Matt, you were saying that you've been struggling with weed addiction.
Yeah, I also just want to say the only 3 times that I've blacked out is once when I did Klonopin and drank.
Mm-hmm.
Do not remember.
It's always drinking.
Woke up, and once the 2 times that I took Xanax and drank, I blacked. Same thing.
Yeah.
I woke up the next day, had no idea what happened, and woke up to a plethora of like, "Oh my God, last night was so fun, blah, blah, blah."
Yeah.
I had, and it's terrifying. It's really, yeah. Yeah, I don't know what happened those nights.
You don't realize you can die the first time. You don't need to be on a year-long streak of ruining your life. You can just be like me and just be like a fucking idiot and then just die.
Yeah, so I did dry January. Mm. And the
Congrats.
Only time I drank was on my birthday, January 16th.
Oh, well, then you did.
Same birthday as Twigs and Aaliyah and Sade.
Capricorn.
And Capricorn. Kate Moss, too. It's a great birthday. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I drank that day. And it was fun. I didn't get super drunk. I got kind of buzzed. I went to Korean barbecue with some friends. And then, yeah. But I've been smoking weed every night for probably 3 months now.
How many grams a day?
Grams.
Bitch.
Bitch.
Loser.
Bitch.
No, no, no. That's the thing, though. Like, so I was in, like, AA for, like, two periods of 12 months, basically.
Okay. that's the AA. In that's the AA every single
I know,
time you share.
Whenever I go up. Well, yeah, that's when I share because I'm so funny. And you
dunked. You won that one. You won. You won. Good job.
Both times that I ended up going to AA and like getting invested in doing the steps and getting a sponsor, ultimately it was because I could not stop smoking weed and it was ruining my life.
Yeah.
Wow. And doing weed, like, it would make me super anxious, and then I would get drunk to stop being anxious, and then I would do coke to stop being drunk. Wow. And it was horrible, and I wasn't doing anything with my life. I was living in shame and I wasn't being productive. Mm-hmm. So I was like, I'm either gonna kill myself, move to Austin like Dylan Sullivan, or join AA. And I decided,
let's just say Dylan moved for a good opportunity.
Oh, no. I just meant like it seemed like fun to hang out with Dylan Sullivan.
Okay.
I'm either going to change my environment.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I see what you mean.
Sorry. That was a shout out to like, it would be fun to be in Austin with Dylan. Yeah. I texted him about it. Yeah. Anyways, the last 3 months I've been smoking weed every night. I noticed that I've been less productive and I'm a lot more lethargic.
Yeah.
And so I was like, I stopped drinking for January. That was good. And I'm just checking on myself because I don't know, like, when you're in those programs, there's sometimes a feeling that you're being gaslit, which those programs are invaluable. I really am glad that I did them. But when you're in them, you'll be like, I'll be like, I don't really know if I'm an addict or if I just needed to take time away. And then everyone will be like, well, only an addict would ask that question.
Yeah, totally.
And you're like, I don't know. Like, I'm genuinely like not sure. Like, everyone has their own path. So I decided to do no weed for February. It's 2 days in. Last night, I guess, was technically February 1st, and I smoked weed.
Oh, no. You couldn't make it past 24 hours.
I will say I had an incredibly stressful past, like, 3 days. I just had to do a ton of shit for work. I had to drive. I had to do some weird project where I drove to Joshua Tree, drove back in the same day, then had to drive to Santa Barbara, drove back. I was just exhausted, and all I wanted to do was watch TV and smoke weed. But it's just like something interesting that I'm catching myself on, and I think it's fun to, like, you know, process it and be open about it because it is a thing.
Yeah.
And I noticed that it's negative. I smoked weed last night, and today it was so hard for me to get out of bed. Also, one thing that I will say as far as progress goes, like, when I was back in like addiction, I would smoke all the time and it would suck. I couldn't focus. I couldn't be happy. I couldn't be productive.
Yeah.
Now, progress, I only ever smoke before I go to bed.
Yeah.
So in the last like 3 months that I've been smoking weed, I only ever smoke like after 9 p.m. I'm not going to do anything except go to bed.
Weed's all about
and I do
timing.
That, but it's still like it still affects me throughout the day. Today, I felt myself feeling it was hard for me to get out of bed.
Yeah.
So whatever. I don't know. That's like something interesting that I'm processing and figuring out. And I'm like, oh, weed is kind of it's fun in moderation, but I don't know if I'm like able to do it in moderation.
The swing goes too far because people were so crazy about trying to loop weed in with other drugs like coke and heroin and stuff that when you like grow up and you realize like, oh, it's such a different thing.
Yeah.
Then it's the pendulum always swings. Like, that's why overcorrection is so stupid, because all you're doing is loading up this fucking pendulum. And it's like, if you're not right down the middle and being honest about shit, it's always going to come like fucking back. I think we are in a way experiencing that where it's like, there is no way you can really equate weed to like hard drugs or whatever, but it's like it's still a fucking substance and it's a pretty strong one at that. It's so strong now. It's a strong fucking substance, and it's like maybe physical dependence. Like, I know it's not physical dependence building.
I feel like that is the big common misconception, is that everyone's like, weed isn't addictive. And like,
what does that mean, though? I don't get what that means.
Stupidest thing to say. Here's why it's stupid.
People do get addicted to weed. I would say that I am addicted to weed. Last night when I was like, I have to smoke weed. Yeah. It's like I had told myself I'm not doing that, and I did it. And I have a lot of self-control as far as things go. Like, I've committed to like a lot of different things that I do.
Right.
But last night I was like, Fuck it. It's here. I'm smoking it.
Well, that's right. What's stupid about the weed is not addictive argument, because I have, like, I don't know, close to like 6 to 8 people in my like immediate and then somewhat extended family that are all like addicts and have had major problems with addiction. So I have like the perfect like Irish addiction genes.
Yeah.
Coming at me from both sides.
Oh, yeah.
So when you have that tendency, you can get addicted to shit. So it's so annoying. People are like, well, weed's not addictive. And it's like, I had like a solid, you know, like I go in and out of weed, but I had like a solid like month and a half where I was smoking like about like a gram to 2 grams a day, you know, because I would just smoke like joints in the morning, that's like crazy. One in the middle of the day. And then like I would just smoke like all the time. And, you know, it doesn't ruin
a gram to 2 grams a day.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
Yeah. But it's easy if you're like smoking joints. And the problem is it's like, but it's fucking annoying because then Bob Marley's like, smoke a joint in the morning, smoke it. But if you're smoking like, you know, fucking like 27% weed multiple times a day, then you leave your house and you're like, oh, I don't want to talk to people.
Well, that's the issue, is there are these like narratives and literally song, like it's like people will go to Snoop Dogg and be like, Snoop Dogg smoking all the time, and they'll listen to a Bob Marley song. And the issue is that doesn't affect any person's brain that's not stupid, but so many people are.
Yeah, you also have to remember, it's like Snoop Dogg is like an amazingly hard worker. You know what I mean? Oh, it's like, it's like people are like, people actually think that weed is a superpower and that Snoop Dogg's success is almost attributed to weed.
Yeah, literally.
But it's like, no, like Snoop Dogg is like an extremely hardworking, dedicated person, and weed does not really bog him down.
I mean, I think it all goes back to the like basic principle that like everyone is very different, because like, for instance, I smoked meth because it was available to me and that was what was offered to me when I first came out to LA and was going to like these weird, my cat's whining, I'm sorry, it's adding texture to the podcast, but like, but then I thought like, oh, no one in my life that I respect smokes weed, so I'm not gonna smoke weed. So I was doing it based on other people, but then I was like, oh, people in my life that I respect get drunk a lot, so I should be able to get drunk. People in my life that I respect who are successful do coke every now and then, so I should be able to do coke. It doesn't work like that. Coke is not good for me. I cannot operate. I'm dead for the next like 3 days. I know some people who are super hardworking, very successful people who can do coke and be fine.
Fuck
it's
them.
It's not me.
Fuck you.
But
get
after
if
it.
You can do that, fuck you.
Because
you tricked me.
Biggest example of that
you
is
you tricked Cooper.
You tricked me.
Cooper thinks he's like you, but he's not.
I cannot handle any drug.
He gets mad.
I literally am going to have to be stone cold sober, probably within the next 6 years.
100%.
It doesn't ruin my life, but I'm so bad at doing
drugs.
You're
really bad at it.
I'm horrible at
it. Yeah, it's really bad.
Are you bad with drinking, too?
Oh, of course. Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. Did you get wasted at Will Sennett's birthday party?
Me?
Him.
Oh.
I didn't get wasted.
Okay. No, we didn't get wasted.
Yeah, no, I didn't get wasted.
All right, well, maybe you're fine.
No.
Well, anyways, that being said,
I let
like,
the good times roll. That's
you
the
see people who smoke weed all the Ellery Smith, who I'm obsessed with, she smokes all the time and she's very hardworking,
sure,
very like successful, if you will, and like whatever. I look up to Ellery and I'm like, oh, if she can do it, I should be able to smoke weed. I have 3 hits of weed. I'm stoned out of my mind. The fact that you smoke grams of weed, I can't even comprehend that. I have 3 hits and I'm dead.
Yeah, I mean, even when I grow a tolerance to it, I'm just worse at shit.
But it's just like the idea is that like, Matt, like what works for you individually? The reason I stopped going to AA was because I didn't think drinking was really a problem in my life anymore. And I realized I kept going to meetings because I didn't want to disappoint my sponsor. And then I was like, oh, I'm making the same mistake. The reason I got into program was for living for other people. Now I'm living for people in program. And I was like, I have to do my own thing.
Yeah, that's a weird thing.
Does that
thing
make sense?
No, yeah. It is a weird thing about AA where it's like there is like a somewhat necessary cult mentality where it's like they kind of have to break you down enough, because especially like there's always the biggest thing. Like I remember when my dad was off the wagon, I walked in and there was Jägermeister, and he had been sober for like longer than I'd been alive.
God.
But then he was back on it and he was like, well, yeah, the reason I drink Jägermeister is you don't have to drink that much. And then, you know, you get a little buzz. And I'm like, that's the most alcoholic shit I've ever heard. But like alcoholics do that thing where they're like, well, you know, I do this and I manage that. And it's like, so part of AA is kind of being like, you're dumb as shit and you got to realize it to get fixed. But that's also a bit of like, a bit of a weird thing because it's like you have to like give yourself to sobriety, but then some people struggle with that because it's like
right. You have to give yourself to sobriety because you're not doing a good enough job giving yourself to yourself.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, you're not the best thing to give yourself to
right.
at that moment. But also, yeah, it is tough for people because it's like so much of, I think, getting sober is like telling yourself that you're kind of wrong, and in a lot of ways you are wrong because it's like, yeah, you're bad at drinking. You got to accept that. But you're also not like a dumb sack of shit who needs like a fucking adult to be like, I'm calling you today to make sure you're not dead. You know, right. Like there's an extent to which it works.
It's a
and
really
doesn't.
Fine line, and I do not have the answers. And I will say that my time in those programs is invaluable, and I'm very thankful I did them. I needed to do them.
Yeah. Right.
And who knows? Maybe I'll be. Lord willing, this is why I was like, I need to do a month without it, because I would like to not have to go back to those rooms, but I need Definitely. To fucking check my ass.
Right. Yeah. Maybe
I want to
be
productive.
I should be a sponsor for people.
You should,
I should
get
be,
sponsored
I should
before
be
you
a,
sponsor
I
someone.
Should be a non-sober sponsor for people.
And I should start working out outside of the AAs.
Yeah, that's what you should do.
I should work out in front of AA.
But
meetings.
If you're like a 43-year-old man who's like relapsing, you can just call me and
call
I'll just
Cooper.
Be like, listen, man, I'm off 4 beers and I'm being rude right now.
I feel rude as hell.
Do you want to be like me?
I just yelled at my own boss and then hit myself in the face for doing it.
Yeah, like I'm drunk as shit going live on TikTok. Do you want to be like you're me? Like,
and then he's like, I'm staying on the wagon.
Yeah, exactly. He's like, all right, I don't. I'm.
That's
acting.
What they should do, dude. Bring that guy to an after hours bar to watch you fail at getting coke.
Yeah, watch me pretend to be cool. It's really hard to fail there, but watch me pretend to be cool for 4 hours and just be like, yeah, this shit is not sick.
You're like, dude, if you continue the path that you're going down, you're going to have a commercial agent and a manager and work at the number one comedy club by 22.
I don't have a manager. I said no.
You said no.
He was trying to take my bag.
He was trying to take the whole bag
you
of
will
Cooper.
Not take. If you're watching this and you want me to sign a contract,
tell
fuck
him.
You.
Tell him.
Fuck you.
He's not
I'm not signing,
shit.
A contract.
God, I'm fired up off this.
God, fuck!
Unless you're Mary-Kate and Ashley Olsen, you're
if
not
If you're Mary-Kate and Ashley Olsen, call Cooper right
oh,
now.
Oh, God, would I... Like, I
if
would...
You have to be Mary, if you happen to be Mary-Kate or Ashley Olsen...
No, it needs to be both. Mary-Kate or Ashley, don't call me. Mary-Kate and Ashley,
call on a party line.
I want
call,
to I want to be line. Addicted to cigarettes because of Mary-Kate and Ashley Olsen.
They look sick doing it.
They... Yeah, it's Dude, they're in charge of the Row, which is like the peak of fashion. I don't know if you know what the Row is. They're in charge of fashion right now, and they smoke cigarettes like it's like oxygen, and it's so hot.
I mean, cigs are great for fashion. The problem is like the reason like I'm off cigarettes right now is it gets really embarrassing when it catches up to you because smoking like cigarettes undeniably the problem with them is they're one of the coolest things ever made. They're one of the coolest things ever made. They feel great because you can, like, the reason I started smoking more weed is because I couldn't smoke cigarettes. But the
Ugh,
problem is,
so
then,
bad.
Then you have one of those days where you're like, ugh, and you're like, oh, this isn't hot. You know what I mean? Like, this isn't Parisian anymore.
Right.
Like, I'm not. That's why I'm always surprised at all these, like, Europeans that are, like, just smoking all the time. And it's like, so when you guys, like, cough up a bunch of gross shit, are you just like, that's how it goes.
Well, they
because,
can go to the hospital whenever they want.
Yeah,
to.
Fuck. Oh, that's why. Yeah, you can't
Damn,
smoke in America.
They have free healthcare.
Yeah.
Okay. Healthcare. Yeah. If you live in fucking Berlin, you should smoke.
Yeah. Yeah if you're 14
or if you're
in Berlin,
Norway,
you should smoke.
Don't say no to our listeners in Berlin. Disregard that.
Yeah.
That is not the official stance of Sissy Boys Podcast.
To all the our beautiful 14-year-old Berlin boy. What if we looked at the metrics and it was like we had great listenership? It was like 40,000 people, and then we checked and it was all 13 to 14-year-old boys in Berlin.
I'd
feel really
so honored.
I'd be honored too.
And I would be like, hey guys, I want you to live your best lives possible.
Right.
I would be a better person if that was the
right,
stat.
Right, right.
I would want to live my best life to be like a father.
Do you realize how figure. Nervous we would be recording?
Oh
podcast,
yeah, dude.
Though?
Oh man. Like, I don't know if I like Angela Merkel or don't, but whatever you guys feel, that's how I feel.
Matt would say meth, and we'd be like, shut up,
shut up,
don't stop, don't
stop
listen,
it.
Shut up.
They'll learn about that when they're old enough to go to Bergheim.
Yeah. Rodolphe, don't listen.
Good reference.
Yeah. Thanks, buddy.
But also, if you're 13 or 14 in Berlin, you probably have better drug education than
definitely.
29. Oh,
they're listening to us like we're so stupid. Yeah. They're also better at gay
sex. Like,
than
I learned
you.
That when I was 7 years old.
They know way, they more, know way more about having anal sex than you do.
I'm not even gay, but I learned about anal
when
I'm 4.
I know everything about that. You shouldn't use sunscreen.
Sunscreen is the worst lubricant.
Okay, let's do gay straight pan, and then we'll do our shout outs for the subscribers.
The GSP.
Okay. The GSP. So Matt, something gay?
Oh, I had something really good. Oh, I went to Dan's apartment and I cleaned it. No, I rearranged your furniture. That was super gay.
That was pretty gay.
And my
boy. Oh my God, that was so gay.
Right?
That was awesome.
Well, also gay and straight.
Yes, that's my straight thing.
Dan trained me. We did a trade-off. Dan,
yes.
Well, you can talk more about your side of it.
No,
but
please.
I got trained by Dan, and I'm so bad at basketball. Yeah. And
you're not good at basketball?
Tell them about that. But then I went to Dan's apartment, and in exchange for him training me to be strong, I rearranged his apartment, which I want to catch up with you on. And it was my favorite thing ever. And then he was like, okay, you did enough. You can leave. And I was like, but let me deep clean your kitchen. He was like, please leave.
No. That's not true. No. I started feeling bad because I felt like I was getting more than I gave with the training.
Oh, don't feel bad. It's like pleasure for me.
I know you like it. I
would rather clean your kitchen than ejaculate.
So,
how's your apartment doing?
It's great. I've kept it up.
Did
I
you
kept
get the bike?
Not yet. Okay. No, I kept the setup. I have a lot of expenditures. I have to buy $500 headshots, which is going to be a lot. But I am getting $1,000 for something I will talk about on the next podcast.
Okay.
So it'll even out.
Well, go ahead.
So,
is your straight thing that you want to talk about?
Yeah, I think it's that. So, yeah.
And you can talk about my bad basketball skills.
You're not good at basketball? That blows my mind.
It's crazy.
So isn't it Cooper? Crazy that he's
so
not good
for
at
fun,
basketball?
For fun, like, I don't like giving people cardio where it's like on the treadmill because, A, as a trainer, I feel like that's a waste of your money if I'm just standing there while you do cardio. So
100%.
I always try to make it something active. So it's like either boxing or I'll do a little drill where it's like, okay, I'm not a basketball trainer. I don't know anything about basketball, but just for fun and to keep like cardio active, I'll be like, make five free throws in a row. If you miss one, you have to like run a lap or whatever, and then you come back and you shoot five. So you keep doing it until you get five in a row.
Yeah, it's very fun.
And Matt was not having fun.
No, actually, I really enjoyed it, but making five in a row for me was impossible.
We had to change it to one.
That's
well,
hard
we
for
had
a lot
to
of
go
people.
Down to one.
You had to go down. How long did it take to get
row.
Down to one? Was it just each time he tried, you were like, all right,
it
what
was
about
when
four?
Matt started yelling, okay, I'm done now. And then I was like,
well, I you we'll brought down it to down one. To three, which I was fine with, but I was like, just so you
also,
know.
Also, they weren't free throws. They were closer than free throws.
Yeah. He was like 4 feet from the.
It was very close.
Sometimes being really close can almost be harder.
Cooper,
I agree with that, Cooper.
Something pan?
This is more gay than pan, but someone was like kind of homophobic to me, which is not funny enough to get into. But someone was kind of homophobic to me, and then I just started thinking about all the people in my life that love me and aww. How I am not – I don't have to be sad about people that are homophobic to me because I don't even want to hang out with them.
That's sick, dude.
That's beautiful.
Which is –
it's fun when Cooper says his pan thing because it's like it could be whatever.
It could be
just
either
like,
one.
That's what
yeah.
pan culture is.
Yeah, exactly.
Cooper is creating
it's chaos that. Is what pansexualism
okay,
is.
So we're gonna do the shout-outs. Me and Cooper are going to go back and forth with this. Matt Meeks, who subscribed, he kicked your ass 2 weeks ago.
Matt Meeks, you can fuck me.
Thanks
for subscribing.
Let's see. Who else here? We got Kevin Weaver.
Kevin Weaver!
Kevin Weaver, you can fuck me.
Kevin
thanks
Weaver,
thanks for subscribing.
You can fuck Cooper.
You can fuck me on this table on video on the next podcast.
Danielle Hernandez, you got anything for Danielle Hernandez?
You can fuck me.
Danielle, you hear that? Sa ra ra ra.
Sa ra ra ra, you can fuck me.
You can do it.
You
even
go
with all
gaga.
Those syllables.
Fuck me.
Sa ra ra ra, you go gaga.
And then Zachariah the Witch.
Zach. You fuck.
You know, Zach, you already know.
Come on. You're a witch.
All right. If you subscribe, you get a shout out on the podcast. All right. So just comment on the video that you subscribe. You'll get a little shout out like that. We're trying to get to 1,000 because then we can actually start making money off this.
A bag.
Bag it up.
We would like one.
It would be so cool if we made money.
Yeah, it'd be cool. We're going to get sponsored by sunscreen.
And, you know, maybe if we get enough fans, we could do a tour and come to a town near you.
Oh, that
near
would be
you.
Great.
Yeah, that'd be,
cool. Be fun. We're
hey,
all really
everyone viewing, wouldn't it be nice if that could happen?
If that could happen.
Hey, wouldn't it be nice if that could happen? Yeah, maybe fucking do something
Mary
about
Kay
it.
And Ashley, get us on your show.
We're coming.